Blackstone Audio presents To Hell and Back by Audie Murphy. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Dedication to Private Joe Saja, killed in action on the Anzio beachhead, January 1944, and Private Lattie Tipton, killed in action near Ramatoi, France, August 1944. If there be any glory in war, let it rest on men like these. Chapter 1. On a hill just inland from the invasion beaches of Sicily, a soldier sits on a rock. His helmet is off, and the hot sunshine glints through his coppery hair. With the sleeve of his shirt, he wipes the sweat from his face. Then, with chin in palm, he leans forward in thought. The company is taking a break. We sprawl upon the slope, loosen the straps of our gear, and gaze at the blue sky. It is my first day of combat, and so far the action of the unit has been undramatic and disappointingly slow. Just trust the army to get things fouled up. If the landing schedule had not gone snafu, we would have come ashore with the assault waves. That was what I wanted. I'd primed myself for the big moment. Then the timing got snarled in the pre-dawn confusion, and we came in late, chugging ashore like a bunch of clucks in a ferry boat. The assault troops had already taken the beach. The battle had moved inland. So for several hours we have tramped over fields and hills without direct contact with the enemy. It is true that the landing was not exactly an excursion. There was some big stuff smashing about, and from various points came the rattle of small arms. But we soon got used to that. Used to it. A shell crashes on a nearby hill. The earth quivers, and the black smoke boils. A man, imitating Jack Benny's Rochester, shouts...